This is Al Waller, your host for Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute. On today's episode, we have Hector De La Torre, the Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies, here to discuss and examine Medicare Part D. So Hector, great to have you back. Tell us, what exactly is Medicare Part D?
We all know Medicare health insurance covers hospitals or clinics, medical treatment, and prescription drugs for Americans who are over 65 years old. Medicare Part D is the prescription drug portion of Medicare.
Well, given that it's going to be of high interest for most seniors, now, are there any changes occurring with Medicare Part D for 2020, specifically regarding named prescription drugs and generic drugs?
Yes, for 2020, the Affordable Care Act ended the donut hole coverage gap for brand name and generic medications under Medicare Part D. In 2020, once you spend up to a total of $4,020 on any and all covered prescription drugs out of pocket when, you know, you're paying your copays or whatever, from that point forward, you only pay up to 25% of the cost for both generic and brand name medications, while the Medicare Part D plan that you're enrolled in will cover the remaining 75% or more of the cost. This is an improvement over a previous policy with no insurance payments for medications in the so-called donut hole, which ended this year.
So then, what is the Medicare Part D donut hole coverage gap?
Yeah, it's a weird term, but in an effort to drive costs down and save the government money, President Bush and Congress left a coverage gap, or donut hole as it's called, when Medicare Part D was created. From $0 to about $4,000 in prescription drug costs within a year, consumers paid a copay on their medications like you do normally. Above that amount and up to about $5,000, there was no coverage at all. And the consumer had to pay all costs, 100% of the cost, and that's what is called the donut hole. There was zero there. And then again, above roughly $5,000, coverage for medications kicked in again to unlimited amounts in that given year. And it would start over again every January 1st. So you can see how, A, confusing this was, and very expensive for people who used a lot of prescription drugs in that $4,000 to $5,000 range. They would have to pay everything out of pocket.
Absolutely. Well, then, if you're looking to enroll in Medicare Part D, what steps should you take?
So you can sign up for Part D during the initial enrollment period when you turn 65 and first become eligible for Medicare, or if you receive Medicare as a result of a disability. But for most seniors, they sign up or change Medicare Part D plans during open enrollment, which is from October 15th to December 7th this year. Most Medicare Advantage plans already include a prescription drug coverage, so there is no Part D that you could point to. It's already embedded in there. And consumers in those plans don't need to sign up for Part D. If your Medicare Advantage plan does not include prescription drug coverage, you can sign up for a Part D plan. So it's very important to know and to check if your Medicare Advantage plan includes prescription drug coverage. Again, Medicare open enrollment for 2020 will end December 7th, 2019.
Well, thanks again for joining us today, Hector. This all sounds like a step in the right direction. You can also locate more information about features of Medicare for seniors and its changes for 2020 at transamericainstitute.org. Until the next time, this has been another episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. This is Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening.